It protects from popping, protects from condensation to help prolong your microphone.
Coming from Bounty Land.
I'm saying hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh, you can play more if you want.
No, maybe later.
Welcome to Candy Nothing.
Podcast.
Number.
43.
Hey.
In February.
February.
Coming a bit late this time.
A little bit, just a little bit.
Well, it's
wasn't
not
there
like,
one time that we actually like
last
miss
November,
the month?
I think. No, no.
Last November we got it
was
the
late.
Last day. Wasn't there a time that we were one day late or something?
No.
Sure. Okay.
No.
No, that didn't happen. Didn't
always
happen.
On time.
Always on time, always.
I think there was one time when... I don't know.
Oh, well.
Maybe I put it on that feed late. I know. Oh. I've done that a few times, but that doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's only for, like,
officially
one person
never late.
Yeah.
Never.
Has to be on the site before...
Yeah.
In order for it to count.
Yes. Yes.
Like, if it just goes on YouTube, like a video just goes on YouTube, but it doesn't go on our site,
yeah,
it's not an official video.
Right. Like...
Like, Nui Blanche
Nui
is
not Blanche
so good.
Nui Blanche is
not so good. Sorry.
Not it should real... be an official video.
No.
The fans are clamoring, sending in emails. Make it official.
That's why Derek stopped accepting emails, because we got too many about Nui Blanche.
Exactly.
Or he anticipated it.
Yeah. Pretty much. So we're missing...
We're missing one person
we're
today.
We're missing...
Where's Jeremy?
Jeremy. Where is he?
He's,
Jeremy wasn't available today.
Driving lessons.
Unfortunately.
With Hester, or...
Hester?
Harold. Whatever his tubby friend's name is.
I don't remember.
The guy with, like, the Beatles haircut.
None of them have names. They're all named Zitz.
Zitz is the best comic... In
no.
the newspapers.
No, it's not. No, it's the best.
Out of
Overboard.
I don't know what Overboard is. Derek reads the Globe and Mail.
No,
it's the garbage
bad.
Newspaper.
That's not garbage.
That's the garbage one.
That's like the best
okay, that's
newspaper.
The, it goes, all the, it goes the Star, the Sun, and then the Globe and
it
Mail.
Goes Globe and Mail, Globe and Mail. And like...
New York Post.
The Flying Walrus. Stong College newspaper. From York University. Hi.
Or Excelsior, whatever.
Excelsior. Excalibur.
Excalibur.
The York University.
Stan Lee's newspaper we call Excelsior.
Yep.
Alright, so we're missing Chris.
Two Musketeers. One
okay,
down.
We're done. We're done. We're done. Oh, I thought you were talking about another newspaper called Two Musketeers.
No.
It sounds like one.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Hong Kong cheap version of the chocolate bar.
Like filled with toothpaste.
Still counts. It's chocolate.
I guess.
Candy.
Yeah.
I guess strawberry toothpaste.
Strawberry toothpaste.
Yeah, so Chris isn't here.
Aww.
We had a lot of trouble trying to schedule
yeah.
when to podcast, and then it came down to like these last 2 days of the month, and Chris just said, it's not possible for me to make it now.
But so, we'll try to give him a call a little later, and
yeah,
hopefully at least get his voice in here.
Hopefully at least during the emails. So, because
yeah.
there,
Here's one
there
for
are...
Him.
Well... there are a bunch of questions, and here's a little preview email section, can email preview. Ooh. There's some questions for me, some for Derek, and some for Chris.
Oh, I love it when it's like that. Feels so special.
Kind of a mishmash, though.
Okay. Well,
we'll see.
Looking forward to it.
Hopefully I didn't have
the preview.
All right, so...
So...
Yesterday...
Uh-huh.
No, not yesterday. It was Thursday. I called Derek to do the podcast. He didn't have time. And I said, okay, we're going to have to do it without Chris. And Derek's like, oh, that's going to be weird.
It is going to
so,
be.
So, yeah. I don't know why it's going to be weird. We're going to see... We're going to see if it's weird when this is over and done with. Maybe that's Chris now.
No, that's not Chris. I got to put his volleyball. There.
It's okay. Volleyball?
I can put the volume off.
Oh.
But it is volleyball as well.
I don't like volleyball.
What about the twins that played volleyball in
that
Disney Channel movie? And then one of them wanted to be like an actress.
Yeah. What about
that? Didn't that make you like volleyball afterwards?
No.
Weren't you moved by the story?
Mighty Ducks didn't make me like hockey.
Yes, it did.
It made me like,
Emilio Estevez.
Emilio Estevez. I became a big fan of him. I became a fan of coaching.
They all had such bright careers after.
On the other side of that, coach made me like football.
Oh.
I never liked coach.
That's why you don't like football now.
Yeah.
Because of coach.
Yeah.
Coach turned you off from football. Before that, Phil was always like, man, football this, football that.
Well, you know, after grade 9 gym, I really got into it.
Yeah, yeah. Phil was the quarterback.
Because I finally understood the difference between CFL rules and NFL rules.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
he got to bring his Madden, the video game Madden strategies to life. Where, you just walk around and flail at each other and jump and fall down. It works really well in the actual game.
It does.
The actual sport.
Because nobody else does it. So
yeah,
it's so
they don't
confusing.
You're a trailblazer. Just like in Counter-Strike, when Philly used to lag, and he just teleport around, when he's actually a counter-terrorist in real life, that's what he does, and you guys can't hit him.
I'm there and then I'm not.
Exactly.
So when was the last time we just had a podcast with us two?
Long time ago.
Because I remember Chris was on as a guest in number 3.
Yeah.
And he was there with number 4 with the cast of Batman.
Yeah. And then was the one that was called Back to Basics.
That was number 5, I remember. And then he didn't come on officially until about 9, maybe.
Really?
So, I don't know. Check the list.
Yeah.
Here's a contest. Tell us.
No. No more contests. No.
Why? What's wrong with the contest?
I mean, not yet. Too soon.
Yeah, I don't want him now. Derek's got a gigantic computer monitor now. And then when he opens up the windows, he oversizes all the text.
I think, well, no, it's just because of the topic list, that's all.
Yeah.
I think in number 7, it was just you and me still.
Okay.
And number 8 was just Phil and me again.
Yes.
And number 9, pretty sure 9 Chris this there, yeah. And then from 9 on, yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
I remember 9 had the really bad audio.
Yeah, so 8 was the last one, was just us.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
So,
here's the follow-up.
Almost 6 times later.
Here we are.
Back to basics, as we keep saying.
Back to basics. But we miss Chris. Chris is good. Where's Chris?
I don't know.
We'll He'll be back next month.
Here's a contest. Email us and guess what Chris was up to. And next month he'll tell us.
And if you were right, what do you win? You win a box of Gorilla Munch cereal, which is our food of the month.
It's
a cereal called Gorilla Munch.
By EnviroKids Organic.
It's an organic cereal. 1% of sales are donated to wildlife.
Now here's the best part. It's just the box design. It's got 3 gorillas on the front with a box of cereal, a bowl of cereal, inside a coconut or something. And on the back, they write this little story that makes it sound like the gorilla is telling its own story. I was born in 1998 to a family of mountain gorillas in the Virunga volcano region of Rwanda. Since birth, I've been up. No, whatever. He's, and there's like pictures. There's a picture where he says, me as a baby, 1998. And another, me at age 8, 2006. So this is a good cereal.
It pretty much tastes like blander corn pops, blander, smaller corn pops.
Yeah.
But I guess it's a little healthier. It's,
I don't know,
less sugar. Organic cornmeal. Probably.
It, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know.
But
no cholesterol.
Exactly.
Lots of sodium.
Exactly.
Sodium's not good.
Sodium's awesome.
What happens with sodium?
Because sodium rhymes with podium. And who owns the podium? Awesome people. Like
people at the Olympics.
People at the Olympics, see that. See, back to the segues, you know, the transitions.
First on our topic list, the Olympics. So how's your Olympics been, Derek?
It's been pretty good. I actually haven't watched as much as I would have normally, but what I've seen, it's been entertaining. It's been fun. How about you, for you?
I've watched a lot more than I would normally watch.
Really?
This year.
What's your favorite event?
I think my favorite is still the bobsled.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Did you watch the women win?
No.
The Canadian? Oh.
I watched the...
You watched the men lose.
No. I watched, like, the... They had four heats. I watched, like, the first two heats.
Oh, okay.
When the British, like, flipped over. That was awesome.
What did you think of the opening, whatever, ceremony? I didn't see that, actually.
No, I watched...
Nelly Furtado was there?
Yeah, I stopped watching when she came out. They did, like, they did, like, this intro thing with... I guess everybody knows now.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, once Nelly Furtado and Bryan Adams... Bryan... What's his name?
Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams came out, I just stopped watching. I wanted to see the lighting of the torch, but then I completely forgot. I was, like, on my computer.
Oh.
I went to sleep earlier or something.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
So we did pretty well. We didn't own the podium, but
well, the U.S. owns the podium.
But we're number one in gold medals.
Yay!
Hey, that's important.
More than the U.S.
Yeah,
we have at this point we have like 10.
10. They have like 9 or 8.
Oh,
or
yeah! Eat our gold, U.S. But then they have like 50 million bronzes.
Yeah, it's true. That means they're third place at a lot of things.
Yes.
That's not so great. Who boasts that?
Did you watch the women's hockey final?
I saw the end of it.
Did you notice how angry all the US women were?
They're always angry.
At the end, there's like a couple of them crying, and then some of them are just really, they're grimacing. And then when they're getting their medals, half of them are they're not sad, they're just not grateful.
Yeah, well, because I guess it's like when you lose that big game and then that's when you get your medal, it's like, it's not as, silver's like, trash.
Who cares? You're like,
they want their
medal.
They want their gold.
You got a medal, you're going to go home and get endorsements. Your country's going to pay you for your medal and your services.
They're not
going to
get endorsements.
Yeah, they will.
American women's hockey? I don't think so. No offense.
No, everyone gets money for their
That's true, they
their
get money.
Medals.
But they want the gold. They want the gold. But anyway, it's almost done, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Men's hockey.
Maybe this podcast will come out before then.
Yeah, it should. If not, then it's late. Then this is the March podcast.
No.
So that we can say it's on time.
No. But then what happens to the February one?
Oh. We'll just, like, if we say there was a February one, they have to believe us. It's like, there was a February one. We're the can of nothing. We said so.
I'll just release one of those ones we never released before.
Don't worry, this will be out. And we'll win more gold medals.
I don't know.
And by we, I mean me and Phil.
Yeah.
And Bailey.
What would your event be?
My event would be like skeleton.
Oh.
Because I look like a skeleton. And I... So... I assume that's what you do in the event.
Just act like a skeleton.
And jump around in the snow. Whoever does the best skeleton impression wins the gold medal. There are judges and everything. Wow, look at that triple axel that skeleton did.
So why do they need it in the winter? I don't understand.
Because people die in the winter. Winter is the season of death. It's the season of skeletons.
My event would be...
Email us. This is a contest. What would Phil's event be?
I would be in the snowboard half pipe.
Oh, did you watch Shaun White?
So I can beat Shaun. I watched him, and it was like really lame.
he did the noises.
I don't like snowboard half pipe because it looks boring.
It does look boring
compared to skateboard half pipe, where you can actually grind and lift the board off your feet and stuff.
I like snowboard cross.
That's cool. All the ski cross is cool too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I watched Shaun White, and they're like, "Oh wow, he's gonna be so amazing. His run was exactly like his championship run in this other contest, and it just looked like he went up and down, a little flippy here, and at the end they're like, "Oh, it's amazing!" I don't know. I see him skateboard a lot more fancy.
Wait, so what would your event be?
Oh, a snowboard half pipe.
Snowboard half pipe? I thought you don't like snowboard half pipe.
Well, I want to meet Shaun White. I want
to
beat
him. Oh, you want to beat Shaun, just to beat Shaun White.
Meet and beat.
Meet and... Okay, what if
when he didn't exist? When I beat, then I will meet.
What if, like, he quit?
Oh.
Then what would your event be?
Women's relay speed skating. Women's relay...
Okay. Awesome.
See? Yeah.
Yeah.
They all have Hulk thighs.
They do.
In speed skating.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. Would you rather have like really strong lower body or really strong upper body?
Lower body.
Lower body?
So I can run really fast.
But then what if you have to trade it like so that your arms will be like complete? You can't lift paper.
Would I rather not walk or lift paper?
Yeah, yeah. Or lift anything. You can't lift anything. Your arms are basically useless.
Would my body just like flop over?
Your torso can stay up straight. When you just can't really use your arms for anything.
Okay, I want upper body.
Okay.
Okay. I think you can have a wheelchair. Wheelchair, exactly. Alright. I believe.
Is that what the... I didn't know what the song was like.
Yeah,
that's what it was?
That's the song. They play it everywhere.
Oh. I can't remember it at all.
It's really annoying now. That the girl who sings it did the national anthem.
Oh. Is it that Nikki whatever?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She's got black hair.
Cool. Awesome. Is it Nelly Furtado? I guess so.
I'm like a bird. I fly away. Or the other one.
Yeah, Bryan Adams.
Yeah. You love a woman, summer of 69. I remember Adam brought in that music video to class once.
Bryan Adams?
Yeah, summer of 69.
No, Bryan Adams.
No, Adam.
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 Furtado? Nelly Furtado?
Adam Wyler.
Brother?
Adam. Bryan Adams. It was like when Richard brought in the, the Amish Paradise video. Teacher just goes,
"Oh yeah!"
Every class we have a special, something special from Richard. It's like Amish Paradise
music video.
And then sometime later, class we have a special thing from Adam, and it's a summer '69 video. I don't know why. I should have brought in a video. Class we have something special. This is called Domestic Dispute. Could have done that in high school.
People would have loved it back then, especially.
English class, that's where it belongs.
Yeah, I think so.
During like the
creative English unit. And history.
Or like the media study unit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alright.
Alright, so that was the Olympics.
Olympics is going to be over.
In a day or two. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Looking forward to the next one. In Russia.
Well, what about the summer?
Summer doesn't count.
But summer's the bigger one.
That's true. Shaun White.
Shaun White skateboarding in the summer. They should have like
skateboarding
race.
Olympics? Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh. They're putting golf in.
Oh, wow.
No.
Yeah, golf.
No. I like golf, but I don't want to watch it.
You should also have, like, darts.
And cheerleading. Cheerleading's a sport.
Yeah.
Some people say it is. Because they do get judged. So they should have, like, runway modeling.
Yeah, an American Idol. American Idol event. But only Americans can win.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
All right. Next on the top list.
Updates.
We've actually been more productive than usual. Last time when we, I think it was when we podcasted.
We just finished filming Draenor.
Yeah, we did a lot that one day. We filmed Draenor, and then we filmed these three Fill 30 Second Challenge. Which was awesome.
Those are really cool. I like those a lot.
I liked the first one. I didn't really like the second and third one.
I liked all of them.
I thought they kind of went down in quality.
Sort of like real Star Wars trilogies.
Yeah. No, but Empire was better.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah.
The best was A New Hope.
No.
Then Empire Strikes Back got worse.
Why was it worse?
It was worse because it was in the snow. Snow was bad.
IG-88 ruined it.
Yeah,
Boston ruined it.
No, cutting open the Tauntaun ruined it. Like, once that was there, everyone was like, okay, this movie can't take it seriously. Why are there beans? Like, beanie
this
organs?
This is too grotesque!
It's gotten too dark for me. Cutting open the Tauntaun.
Anyway! Do you remember when people thought, Revenge of the Sith was gonna be rated R?
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be so dark, man. Dark. I mean, he's gonna kill all the Jedi kids.
And Master Skywalker. Anyway, what are we talking? Oh yeah,
Fill 30 Second Challenge.
I don't know. I liked them all.
I just thought in the second and third ones, I didn't have a whole lot to work with, because the first one was telling a story, and the second one was like, well, there's this Robin, and then this Robin, and then this Robin, and this Robin.
Yeah, I guess the actual.
So I'm like,
question:
do I just put lots of pictures of Robin? I don't know.
I thought you did a really good job with the pictures and stuff in all of them. So I enjoyed that.
Like, yeah, the last one was
more interesting in the first one, I guess.
Yeah, the last one was just Mace Windu, and Mace Windu's black and he's bald.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, they're fun to do.
More?
I don't know. There's been some controversy about it stopping.
Oh, if Chris was here.
I don't
Chris,
know. Yeah.
The creator of the series.
I don't really know, like, how it came about that. Maybe I was under the impression there was only going to be three because we did three that day.
Oh.
And nobody really said this is going to be like a long series or something. But then, so I said like, oh, this is the trilogy. And then Chris goes, yeah, after this, there's going to be no more.
Oh.
So then I assumed there's no more.
Oh.
I don't know if he said that because that's what he thought or because I said this is the trilogy or whatever. I don't know. We need Chris's input on this. But
I think
for now, it's going to be at three.
I think you should do more.
I was thinking, like, we should each have our own mini trilogies. So this is my thing. You can have your own thing.
We could try that, yeah.
Not 30 Second Challenge, but something else.
Hmm. We'll see.
Chris might have something. We'll see.
I would like to see more of
this. It was really quick to do.
Yeah, really quick and cool. It took over Primetime K.
Yeah.
Same picture of Phil.
And then there's the update with the actual video in it as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. Pretty good reception as well from people.
Uh-huh.
Glad you all like it.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very short and easy to digest.
Now you know.
What we have to do.
Lots of stuff.
Has to be 30 seconds long.
Even then, it still hasn't gotten like lots of hits.
Okay. Well, it's done well.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
And that's all we released.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, three is a lot.
Yeah.
Which totals something like 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes.
Hey, it's 5 minutes. It's not quantity, it's quality.
No, it's quantity.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That's why in school they say you have to have 10 pages in your essay. Meanwhile, I'm saying, well, in six I can do really well, but okay.
Yeah.
You're going to make me do bad now by throwing in all this filler material.
Okay, so next month, Phil, 1 hour challenge trilogy.
Yeah.
Less than an hour to explain the significance of Mace Windu. How much can you say?
That's actually kind of a strange question, because, like, significance means importance. Why was Mace Windu important anyways?
Because he went to put Palpatine under arrest and then died. And he was the only one that sort of survived. Those other guys died like crap. So, like Kit Fisto or whatever his name is.
Kit Fisto.
He's just like, blah, he's gone.
And the unknown human Jedi.
Yeah. Useless. It's like, even like George Lucas' son would have lasted longer.
George Lucas' son?
Yeah.
Is he a Jedi?
Yeah. Wasn't he that kid Jedi?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. He was one of the kid Jedis.
Yeah. He would have done better.
I guess.
Because George Lucas would have been like, okay, Corey, let's learn some choreography.
Choreography?
Exactly.
Oh, yay! That's mine.
I bet his name is Corey. He looks like a Corey.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Matthews.
Corey Matthews. Eric Matthews.
Corey. Allegory.
Alright, so that's the Phil 30 Second Challenge.
Good stuff.
Not much else to say about that. Maybe we'll do a commentary. Oh yeah, there's supposed to be some... We also recorded a bunch of commentaries that same day as
well. Those will come soon. I've done a few. I'm not sure how much I'll release at a time, but...
I'll release like one at least.
Okay, I can do that.
We did a lot. We did some of the animations and some of the film stuff.
Yeah. We did... I'll put out Soundtrack to My Life.
Yeah, because people like that one.
That's like the crown jewel of the Canon Nothing filmography.
No.
Or one of them anyway.
No.
I think it's up there.
No.
In the upper echelons. No? Really?
I think the best one is HD.
Okay. I'll release the HD commentary.
Oh, I have another idea for a video that I'm going
to
do.
Are we moving to In Progress now?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, now In Progress.
Draenor, that's still coming. Sorry. It's been a long time.
Okay. It's coming. Phil's losing it.
Yeah, I just haven't had time to work on that because I was gonna do it in between the 30-second challenges, but then I decided to do all of those first.
Okay.
Because they're quick. Even though each one took me like 2 weeks.
I saw bits and pieces of it, and my costume is really frightening.
It's awesome.
It's like, it's frightening.
There's one shot that actually is frightening. I'll leave that up to you to decide.
Ooh. Cool. Alright, what were you saying?
Oh, yeah, I have a secret video.
Secret to do. Video or project?
No, this is separate from the other stuff.
Oh, okay.
This is another secret thing. It's... Let's put it this way. It might go into the Oblivion bin.
Ooh. That causes excitement.
It's a somewhat sequel to something else.
Ooh. Ooh.
Real Tool Time Episode 2?
You want to borrow the action figures?
Nope.
Oh, then it's not Real Tool Time. Unless you've got the real Tim Allen and the real... What's his name? Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Karn.
Richard Karn.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I mean, what are they doing these days?
Nothing.
Exactly. They'd building jump stuff. At this chance.
Yeah. Like,
to relive our Tool Time days? Oh. I'd love it. Reunion.
Yeah. You know, we'll get Brad and Mark and Jimmy.
And Wilson.
Wilson. What he died, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know.
Okay, what canceled what finished sitcom would you bring back if you could bring back any of them? Drew Carey?
No. I got really bad.
What if it comes back and it's like in its prime again. Second win.
No, we can't.
Yeah, yeah. Can't. Yeah, it's like it's reborn awesomely.
No, because now he's Bob Barker.
What if it's like, he's like not Bob Barker anymore?
No, I don't want that one to come back anyways.
Okay.
Full House.
Full House?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
No?
No.
Friends?
No.
Seinfeld?
No. I don't know.
Frasier?
I never watched Frasier.
Ellen?
No.
The single guy? What's Caroline in the City?
No, I want two guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to bring that back?
Yeah, Jenna Elfman, Ryan Reynolds, and the other guy.
Ryan Brenders.
Come on. That's good. And pizza.
Will and Grace.
No.
I'd bring back Frasier.
All right. See, I'm going to bring something back that's not even in reruns, so...
Oh.
You can watch Frasier all the time.
That's true.
And on DVD.
But it'd be new episodes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
MASH.
Martin probably bring died. Back
MASH.
No, I don't like MASH.
Oh, why not?
It's boring.
What about, yeah, never mind, okay.
Mork and Mindy.
What else is in progress? Other secret project. Wait.
Yeah.
This is confusing. I wrote this. In progress, Draenor. Secret project / non-project, comma, other secret project.
Yeah, we're collaborating with someone working on something.
Oh, that's site. What this is?
And,
that's
what, oh, okay. Yeah. And who knows when it's in progress. We're actually working on it slowly.
Yeah, it's cool.
So it's coming along slowly and...
And,
yeah, we're just waiting on stuff right now. The other person.
It's exciting, though.
Yeah, kind of.
It is.
Yeah, let's put it this way. It'll have a significant impact.
And it won't be going everything. To the Oblivion bin.
No, it won't be.
It'll have a significant impact on... What?
Everything.
On everything.
Everything we do.
Yes.
Are we going to be on TV?
I don't know.
Are we going to the Hollywood? I don't know.
I think so.
Are we going on public access?
We got a studio.
Yeah, we got a studio.
It's like 4x5 inches... by 6 inches.
We take turns using the computer.
All right.
Yeah. So that's all. That's all.
That's all the stuff in progress. So, recent movies.
Yeah, we're going pretty quick here. That's like last time. It's only been an hour.
It's or 40 minutes. It's a little shorter this time because it'll make it easier to put it out in time.
Oh yeah, Derek has to edit all this.
But we'll try to hit like an hour at least, because that's like minimum. Well,
I always found it strange. I guess this is my fault that the Amazing Special Fan Expo podcast was like one of the shorter ones, 58 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Because we were like in the way of everybody while talking, so we ended up not saying very much. We kind of just went through the topic list and then. Showed stuff in the convention. We don't film that much there.
Yeah, it's true.
Even looking at our recent Fan Expo video. So, yeah, anyway.
Next Fan Expo will be longer.
Oh, yeah. We're just going to keep the camera on all 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have, you know, like 15 tapes worth. You can see it all. Watch us eat.
Watch us eat. And meet Batman and large people.
Large people?
Large people who walk too close to you. I'm just like, excuse me.
Speaking of Fan Expo related things, Derek said he got an update from David K. Wong about Wolverine in a Salad sketch.
If you don't remember, we commissioned this artwork piece from this artist, and we never got anything. We gave him a deadline of what? September 30th, 2009? And so I emailed him, and then he emailed me back, and he was like, I will look for it. Are you going to be at, like, Dragon Something Con in Toronto? And I was like, no. I was like, oh, that's too bad. Well, I'm in Vegas. I'm going to look for it. Look for what? Are you done? Or are you going to look for the order? We have no idea.
I
Googled his email address, and there were, like, some blogs where they're like, have you heard of this artist? I haven't gotten my piece yet. And
really?
Been, like, puns or whatever. They're like, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so we probably got ripped off.
I don't know, maybe not.
Or rather, Derek and Chris got ripped off.
I'm still holding out hope that we'll get it by the end of the year. Maybe he'll be at Fan Expo. And then he'll be like, hey guys, look, I finished it. Right on your deadline time.
It'll be really terrible.
I want to commission more stuff in August in Fan Expo. It's fun.
Yeah. I'm not going to look for the guys. You got to do it.
Okay, yeah. Well,
I want to go back to that Alex guy who did our Professor X one.
Yeah, he was cool.
He's cheap and it was cartoony and funny and I like that. I got that framed on my cabinet. yeah. action figure cabinet.
We'll support these indie artists. We love them.
Yeah. Hey, John Lamart. We want him to come back.
Yeah, I haven't.
We'll commission something from him.
Hopefully. And we'll say it's Wolverine and Zelda. Like, wait a sec. You guys! Stop trying to scam me wherever you go. We'll be like, money! Money! We're giving you money!
Wait,
like, no,
did you ask him before?
Remember, I tried to email him.
I remember you emailed him, but was it about that?
Yeah. Wait, no, no, not...
I thought it was the...
It was the Michael Jackson one. Right, right, that's true. Oops.
Well, we never got that either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we got it in the sense of it was done, at least. I think it's my responsibility now to get it to Phil.
Yeah. It's my birthday gift.
Next birthday, right on time.
Well,
what were we talking about?
To be fair, you gave me back Punisher Warzone, so I borrowed some Blu-ray movies from Derek. I waited in the car for him to go get it. He comes back, he throws them in the car and runs off going, no! No!
That was awesome.
So I'm trying to sell it now.
No, I want it back.
No, I'm selling it.
No, it's mine though.
I'm selling it.
It's mine.
You're not going to do anything.
I'm going to watch it.
I paid $30 for that thing.
So I'm keeping it. It's mine. You can't take it back.
No, you gave it to me.
I gave it to you to borrow.
I'm selling it.
No, you have to give it back to me.
What are you going
to
do with it?
I'm going to keep it. It's mine. I like it. I want it. No, you have to give that back. That's mine. You gave that to me. That's
when
a
I
gift.
Get Michael Jackson. I'll hold on to it.
Okay. When I give you Michael Jackson, you'll give it back to me.
You have until my next birthday.
Okay, deal.
Then I sell Punisher Warzone.
Man, holding my Punisher Warzone hostage.
Or I could watch
for
it.
For ransom.
Free Blu-ray. Well, not free. I paid for it.
Speaking of awesome movies, me and Phil saw The Spy Next Door, starring Jackie Chan
and a bunch of kids.
Billy Ray Cyrus and George Lopez.
5 out of 5 G's.
5 out of 5 G's, easily.
Best Jackie Chan movie.
Best Billy Ray Cyrus movie.
Best George Lopez movie.
What else can you ask for?
Chris Tucker.
And I was actually kind of surprised that there were other people in the theater. That other people were willing to pay money to watch it.
Yeah, we saw it for free with these coupons.
Yeah. But, yeah, so what'd you think of it?
Well, 5 out of 5.
Well, besides that, in detail, explain.
I love the growth of the little boy. How he kind of overcame the bullies and, you know, just became genuinely cool.
Oh, that's true.
By being true to himself.
Oh, yeah.
And I like how the older daughter, like, learned to accept her family.
Yeah, yeah.
And even though she's, you know, the stepdaughter.
And to accept... Oh, and Jackie Chan's name in this movie is Bob. His name is Bob Wong?
Bob Ho.
Bob Ho, Bob
When he
Ho.
Answers the phone, he goes, yo, it's Ho.
Oh, yeah, that's so awesome. Best part of the movie.
Yeah.
Best part of the movie is Jackie Chan's accent, which is always a highlight when he says things like, Frankenstein.
He's buying the little girl a Halloween costume, puts on a Frankenstein mask and turns around to her and goes, how about Frankenstein?
Frankenstein? Would it be Frankenstein? Awesome.
Some of the action was okay.
Yeah, like, but there's
obvious wire work in some of it.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Not quite enough.
It kind of goes back to his old, like, 90s movies where he's fighting a bunch of inexperienced white guys.
Yeah.
So it's not as cool.
It's not as cool.
Because it's just him pounding
There's
on them.
There's no, like, big fight.
Yeah.
With
the villain was so lame. He didn't do anything. Half the movie, he stands in this hideout going... And he's asking for clothes because he just came out of jail. So half of his role is just trying on different clothes. And every time there's a scene with him... He's got something different,
yeah.
And they try to make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
Some of it was funny, but...
The movie had its moments. It wasn't completely a waste of time. Just mostly.
Yeah. But,
Yo, it's Ho.
Wasn't there another movie where he had a very, like, American first name and then an Asian last name?
Can't remember. Most of them is just named Jackie.
I guess.
In Rumble in the Bronx, his name was Kyung.
That sounds like
Korean. I can't remember the other ones.
Yeah, anyway. That was that.
Anyway, go watch it.
Spy Next Door. I always feel like calling it The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
George Lopez. He scintillates.
Oh yeah, the twist of George Lopez. The unexpected twist. Ooh. Good stuff. Like his weird reasons.
And Billy Ray Cyrus's hair, which always looks like so bizarre. Looks like it's not attached to his face.
Billy Ray.
Hey, Bob. I know you're off the job, but you know, can you as a favor to me do this thing? Let me have it out
of there. It's so. He's supposed to be some kind of FBI agent. It's so odd seeing him try to take some authority. Because he's this weird country music star with a weird daughter. Hey, don't worry, Bob. I'll take over from here.
Good stuff.
Some hillbilly arresting the gangsters. The Russian gangsters.
Good stuff. Did you see any other movies?
I got Blu-rays. I got
Blu-ray review.
I got Casino Royale.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I got
Home Alone?
No. Why not? I should. Okay, that'll be my next one. Home Alone. How much is it?
It was like $20.
That's expensive.
Well, for Blu-ray?
Yeah, now, because there's so many that are like $20.
Oh, really? Okay.
I got Casino Royale Collector's Edition for like $22.
Well, see, this is cheaper. And two times is better. Two times better. How many times did you watch Casino Royale? It's too intense.
I know.
You watch Home Alone for relief every time.
I saw this movie with Johnny Young Bosch, who I guess Chris would appreciate this more. Apparently he's supposed to be in Saw 7. Wow. Which is filming in Toronto.
Cool.
So let's go stalk Johnny Bosch.
Get him to sign more Power Rangers posters. No, get him to sign the same one. Can you sign this again?
I'd be more happy about it this time.
I'll pay you.
I saw this movie with him called Broken Path.
Uh-huh.
It's like a really B-grade movie. Sweet. Apparently it only got a release in Africa. So someone put it online and he posted the link on his Twitter. It's like, you know, this probably isn't going to be shown anywhere else, so here you go, watch it for free. That's awesome. How I got it. And it's directed by it's got like a Power Ranger link to it, because he was a Power Ranger.
Uh-huh.
One of the co-stars is a Power Ranger from later series.
Cool.
And the director and his stunt team were like the stunt choreographers and producers in the Power Rangers since the beginning, pretty much.
Sweet.
So it's a really ridiculous action martial arts film where...
Is he like the star or is he like...
No, he's the star.
Oh, awesome.
And all the acting is really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Really, really bad. But the point of the movie, I don't even remember what the story is much, but these guys come back to kill him because he left their group a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole movie is just him fighting the same 3-4 guys for like an hour and a half. And it's like... They get beaten up so much to the point where you think they should have died like 5 times. You know, they're getting punched everywhere. There's blood. They're all spitting out blood constantly. They're bruised. They're getting thrown through windows and through tables and everything. Getting stabbed and slashed. Yet, 2 minutes later, they're getting up. They're running after him again. And they start another fight in a different location.
Sweet.
And then they go back to the same location and do another fight. It's really tedious. It could stand to lose like 20 minutes.
So if you directed it, what would you do differently?
Not have the fights last so long. I understand they want lots of fighting and they're probably, you know, money-wise, they're limited to these 5 or 6 people. So they have to keep using them over and over. But yeah, it's really brutal though.
It's
brutal.
Oh.
Like I think if you got kind of a weak stomach, you might not want to watch it. Just the way they kill each other and beat each other up. But the action is really good. Oh, Johnny Bosch is lets loose the way he couldn't on Power Rangers.
Awesome.
So he's He's really fast. He's like a young Jet Li.
Wow.
And he does some kind of Jackie Chan-ish stunts, which is cool. That's cool. So it's fun watching him fight.
But he's a really bad actor?
Yeah, he's really bad. Like, since the same... If you've seen his acting on Power Rangers, it's like no different now. Stick to voiceovers, Johnny. So there's that. Chris, if you're listening to this, I'll send you a link to the movie.
Sweet.
MegaUpload.com. How about you? You see any other good movies?
Don't think so. I was supposed to watch District 9 that Phil lent me, but I forgot. Yeah.
How could you forget?
How could you forget? But I'll get around to that.
Yeah.
Alice in Wonderland next month.
Yeah.
You gonna watch it in 3D?
No. Unless I can get my customized 3D glasses made.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just have to figure out how to attach it to my glasses. But I know halfway, I'm kind of halfway there. Anyway.
Cool.
Oh, I was, remember how we were wondering about, you know, what's so special about James Cameron's 3D?
Yeah.
And I was reading about how they do 3D movies.
Yeah.
And apparently there's two ways. There's one that's like fake post-processing 3D, where they film it normally.
Yeah.
And then when they, when in post... They kind of skew the image so you have like two of them somehow.
Ah.
And then in order to put it back together, you need those glasses. And then the other way is the way, I'm not 100% sure on this, I think this is the way James Cameron filmed it, where you actually film every scene, every shot with two cameras, and they're kind of slightly apart, so they're filming as if like left eye and right eye.
Oh,
so that when you edit it, they're kind of, you kind of overlay them.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And then you have to watch it. And, yeah. So.
So when are we going to do that?
I don't know. We need another HD camera. Anyone out there wants
just,
to donate
just
one.
Just mix it with a mini DV one.
All right. Yeah. I could do that.
It could work. It could work. Just try it.
<We're> like, I don't know how that would work out. We just have two images.
Sweet.
Yeah. That's that.
That's that.
Okay. Yeah, whatevs.
Whatevs.
Whatevs. Chris, what movies did you see?
Chris, what movies?
I don't know.
Good Chris impression.
I don't know.
He probably watched something good.
Yeah, like a Korean movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Called like Hoxing Moy.
Hoxing Bum.
Hoxing Bum.
Did you see the guy? Was it the guy that went speed skating or something? Was named like Mito Bum or something like that?
I was
like, yes, yes, the bums. It's like bum. A dynasty of people all named Bum.
The Bum Dynasty.
The Bum Dynasty. Awesome. Games.
What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something about a movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did you know there's gonna be a Prince of Persia movie?
Yeah, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Did we talk about that before?
No, but we saw... Didn't we see the posters when we went to see Spy Next Door?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the trailer?
Ben Kingsley. I didn't see the trailer, no.
It's bad.
It's bad?
I don't know. It's probably going to be like Pirates of the Caribbean. Look how epic everything is.
Use the same theme song.
Yeah.
Where's Orlando Bloom?
Doing Kingdom of Heaven 2.
Oh, yes.
I am the religion soldier. I don't like him.
I don't like him either.
I hate when, after like Lord of the Rings, then all those epic history movies came out. Like Alexander, Kingdom of Heaven, and Troy.
Constantine.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I could get that on Blu-ray for like $10.
Why don't you?
Because it's so bad.
But it looks so much better.
No. Other movies. What movies are we gonna see this year? I went through a list of like movies that come out in 2010, and for some reason there were so many that I completely forgot about.
Oh.
Now I forgot about them again.
Well,
like okay, the ones I'm actually looking forward to: Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
I can't remember now.
Any other superhero movies?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah, Harry Potter.
And, was it Toy Story?
Oh, yeah, Toy Story 3. I don't know.
There's some cool stuff coming out.
Like, later this year, there's a lot more cool stuff.
So, good stuff to talk about in podcasts. Because we love to talk about movies.
All right. Games, whatever games, else.
Games. Feels like master at Wii Sports now.
Yeah, I got back into it. I've been aiming for pro status in everything.
Phil killed me in tennis, baseball,
boxing.
No, I won in boxing.
Oh.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Bowling, we didn't play bowling. But, anyway.
But I don't know, have you been playing anything new recently?
No. I wanted to get Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Oh.
But I can't find it cheaper anymore.
Muscle March.
Oh yeah, Muscle March. Chris told me about Muscle March. On we did some reshoots, or we picked up some shots for Draenor. He was like, well, we got nothing else to do. Check out this thing called Muscle March. He showed me the trailer. Go to viralsugar.com. The trailer is there, as well as Chris's review and his new Jack-in series thing, where he plays through games
and talks about it.
Yeah. So check that out. He did Muscle March there. He showed me the trailer, which was so ridiculous. It doesn't tell you about the game. It doesn't show you any gameplay.
It's so long.
It's just this weird Japanese infomercial thing with lots of colors and muscle men. And you have no idea what it was, so we had to buy it. We got it. It's 500 points. And it's probably the best Wii game I've ever played. It's in the WiiWare, by the way.
I tried it a couple weeks ago, too. Yeah. It's just awesome.
No, actually, it gets kind of boring quick, but...
yeah.
Because it's really simple, and...
But while that novelty value is there, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Best. Yeah. I remember the first time we played, we just couldn't stop laughing at everything. Because when they jump off, you know, their little legs are moving and their butts are wiggling, and if you're not the one playing, you have some time to look on the side of the screen at all the ridiculous things going on, like chickens, and the villains are really crazy... The music's crazy.
The whole concept is just, like, awesome. There's, like, a thief steals your whatever.
Protein.
Like, your protein shake or your protein supplements. So all your bunch of bodybuilders chasing him through walls. They break through walls in the muscular pose, and you have to copy it to follow them. That's the basic concept.
Yeah.
If you don't know.
It's really hard. Derek actually beat a level, which we couldn't do before.
It was hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I caught mech muscle. Sweet.
Yeah, so check out that in viralsugar.com.
Yeah, Viral Sugar.
You're welcome, Chris.
If he was here, he'd be like, no, don't go there. Or something like that.
Also, go to sugarlobster.blogspot.com.
Yes.
That's Chris's blog.
And then go to facebook.com and add Chris Almeida as your friend.
Yeah.
And become a fan of Can of Nothing. So... Official page.
How's the Facebook thing going?
We haven't been getting more fans. Like, it kind of like plateaued a bit. But I don't know. We'll see.
Gotta just keep putting videos.
It'll build over time.
All right, YouTube video about the Facebook page.
Yeah, that could help. Why don't we do that sometime?
You do that.
Okay, I'll do it.
Facebook's out of my domain.
Okay.
I don't understand it, so I wouldn't be able to talk about it much.
Okay. Phil would be like, I don't get it. That'd just be the end of it.
I don't even know the URL to get to our page. I've been to it, and it's like facebook.com/XPS or whatever. All these weird things.
I've been playing a lot of old point-and-click adventure games that like LucasArts used to make and stuff. Like the Indiana Jones ones, and there's a lot of good ones. Good stuff. I've been playing them a lot.
The Longest Journey or whatever.
I don't like that one so much.
There was two of them. I like the played older. The first one.
The first one... Was... I like the older ones better.
I don't know. I've never played those.
Oh, well, they're awesome.
Like Myst and stuff?
No. Like Monkey Island.
Mm.
You know, David the Tentacle, Maniac Mansion, etc., etc. Good stuff.
Well, I guess the first point-and-click game I played was like a Sesame Street game on the old... beef giant floppy disks.
Oh, so you started up way up high, so nothing could compare after that.
Yeah. it's like kind of side scrolling, but you just click everywhere and you just go through Sesame Street and learn things. It's great.
Pretty good.
I don't know if these count either, but I had like those educational Carmen Sandiego games.
Oh, I had those too.
I had Where in Time and Carmen Sandiego Word Detective.
Cool.
Those are awesome.
Those were awesome. And we learned so much. Yeah. Like, don't you remember everything you learned from there now?
I remember, you know, the Norwegian Viking guys, they called Thursday Thor's Day.
Yes.
And they talked to like Eric the Red or something. It's like, oh, you must on Thor's Day. And then the question comes up, like, what is Thor's Day? Oh, and I remember he always tells you, go talk to Sacagawea. Sacagawea, Sacagawea. So you go talk to Sacagawea. I don't know why she's there.
Excellent.
Maybe Eric the Red's not Norwegian. I don't know.
Good stuff.
I didn't really learn much.
Any other recent stuff?
Oh, wait.
I also played a Wii game called... It's like a sort of a reimagining of the original Silent Hill. And Silent Hill Shattered Dreams.
Yeah.
And you kind of... It's pretty cool. You have no weapons. So a lot of it, the nightmare sequences, you have to run and stuff. And there's like these parts of the game where it's like you're talking to a psychiatrist. And it's supposed to kind of profile you. And what you say kind of affects the way the game is. So if you have like this tendency to be like all sexual and stuff, like some of the characters you meet will be like showing off lots of cleavage and stuff, and it changes things and it's neat. And there's one part where it's like there's like a coloring a picture where you're supposed to color it. It's like color this any way you want, and it's like a picture of a family in front of their house, and like I colored it like all like pink and purple and stuff. And then the next part of the game, you actually go to that house and meet people there, and they come out and like wearing a pink golf shirt and a purple golf shirt and like hi. It's awesome stuff like that.
So wait, where's the scary part?
That's the scary part.
This is like Silent Hill happy version.
No, there are scary parts, but it's not too scary. But it's a good game. But it's kind of short. I wouldn't pay full price for it. But interesting game. 3.5 out of 5 G's.
Me too.
Yeah, Phil too. There you go.
I don't play those games. I think I get freaked out too much.
Oh. It's fun though.
Speaking of freaky stuff.
Yeah?
I was watching, you know the Angry Video Nerd guy?
Uh-huh.
He does these, movie reviews on his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So I saw one about a movie, a sequel to Wizard of Oz called Return to Oz.
Official sequel?
Yeah. Because apparently Wizard of Oz is like 14 novels.
Wow.
And they based the original movie off of like the first book. So this one was based on like two other books.
Wow.
And it was Dorothy goes back to Oz for some reason, and it's all like Armageddon Oz or something.
With Bruce Willis? No.
Where like the Yellow Brick Road is destroyed and the Emerald City is destroyed and it's overrun by monsters and stuff. And it's like this really creepy version when you compare it to the original one, where it's so happy and the scariest thing was just these monkey guys. Now you get like, there's this really freaky part where she goes into a room. She meets this woman who can swap heads.
Wow.
So she goes into a hallway that just has cabinets full of her different heads that can move and talk. And then they start like screaming at her, like, Dorothy! She starts screaming and running away. It's like, it's so like PG-13. Wow. Wizard of Oz. It's creepy.
Sounds kind of interesting though.
It came out in the 80s. So cool. I'm kind of intrigued to see that.
Neat.
Anything else?
Oh,
we're using some new equipment right now
for
recording.
The pop.
Email us and guess what our equipment is. No, there was a sale at the music store a while back, and Derek got this pop filter.
Yeah. So after the Spy Next Door, feels like let's go to Long McQuaid, the music store, and bought this pop filter.
So now we don't have to hold it while talking.
Yeah.
Pop, 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 pop.
Anyway,
it looks kind of pro.
Yeah, it does look
except
kind of
for all the tissues.
Except for we stuff a bunch of tissues in between it and the.
It's one of those things where you screw it in to the, so it'll end up like touching the whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
you've all been there.
You all own pop filters.
Any other stuff?
No. You know, we were worried about this not being long, but then I realized we actually have emails this time, which could go for quite a while. So, you want to move on? I didn't do much else.
Okay.
Any canned stuff going on your side of things?
Nothing ready to talk about yet.
I've had an idea.
Uh-huh.
A different idea now.
Uh-huh.
For another Trashimation project.
Ooh.
Which is really funny. I'll tell Derek about it later.
Okay.
Really short and really funny.
Okay, sounds good.
And for those who miss us doing spoofy stuff, you might like this one.
Ooh.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
And I'll probably forget about it.
Okay.
Because I did think about this like 2 months ago, so.
Okay. I think you'll remember it if you remembered it this long.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It came up today for some reason. Because I was eating ice cream. Actually, I wasn't eating ice cream. I was thinking about ice cream, though.
Okay.
That's your clue.
I'm intrigued.
All right.
All right.
Count Nothing recommends. Chris, I don't know if Chris... Hey, should we call Chris now?
Hey, sure. Why not?
Maybe he can chime in here. We should have tried calling him earlier. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
We just kept saying, so, Chris isn't here. Chris, what about you? Go to Viral Sugar.
I don't know if he's, like, if he wasn't available today, maybe he won't be.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
But we'll see.
Worth
we'll
give it a try. Because maybe he's just, like, out at dinner.
Oh, his phone just died. Oh, no, there you go. I think it's going to die, though. I'll be right back.
I'm going to get another phone.
All right. In the meantime, I am just going to sit here and eat some more Gorilla Munch.
Hey.
All right, test pop filter. Pop, pop, pop.
Pop, pop,
pop. Pop, pop, pop.
Pop, pop, pop.
Pop, pop. How does that sound to you people out there?
Write us an email. Phil at canofnothing.com.
The best written one. Write us an essay about how it sounded to you. Best sounding one will win a prize.
268269.
I would love it if someone actually entered, like, all these contests.
Me too.
I go home, I get all these emails. What the...
You have something to put it on? I'll just hold it. It's okay. Ooh. Ooh. Where's Chris? Chris? Christopher?
You have reached the voicemail box of
Chris Almeida.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Welcome to podcast number 43. You're on now. Well, you're not on now. We're on now.
We got your voice in the podcast at least.
Chris Almeida.
Almeida.
So we're going to go on to recommends now. And,
yep.
Hope
you're doing good.
If you get this, just email us. I mean, call us back and we'll get you on here for your recommendations, answer some emails, anything else you got to say.
All right. See you, Chris.
Boom shakalaka. Pa. Oh, NBA Jam.
What? The movie?
The Wii.
NBA, oh, the Wii. Oh, right.
Wii Jam.
Yeah, we NBA Jam for the Wii.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. I hope they just keep it simple.
Me too.
Like... Yeah.
Or I would love it if, like, they made it so you could control your arms by moving up and down so you could, like, run and wave around like that. That would be so awesome.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah. But, like, keep it 2-on-2 and put in, like, all the weird
the turbo
characters.
Shoes with, like, neon-colored shoes.
You know, keep the fireball, keep the smashing
glass,
everything.
Everything. Classic.
They should just have, like... Yeah, I guess they've done everything before.
Yeah.
Dunk from anywhere.
That's so awesome. Fly through the air.
Yeah.
So, Cam Nothing recommends.
What do you recommend?
I recommend going off my adventure games thing. One that's more recent, actually. And that has really great art and kind of is a little different and...
Oh, get to the point.
It's called Machinarium.
So you had to fill in for Chris there. Sorry, Chris.
Machinarium. You can get it on Steam or I think from the developer's website. I forget what it's called. But look it up. It's a good game. Good music, good art, good puzzles, good stuff.
I recommend a site that I found called, I'll spell this for you as well, called incompetech.com. It's incompetech.com.
How do you spell tech?
T-E-C-H, dummies.
Oh.
And it's really cool because it's owned by this guy named Kevin McLeod. You might have seen his name in our credits.
Yes.
The 30-second challenge. What he does is he's a musician, a composer, and he does royalty-free music.
Sweet.
And it's, you know, completely free to download. You can use it in anything, any kind of commercial product. You can make money with it. Check out his FAQ. You can even FAQ, whatever. I say FAQ. He even says, there's one that's really strange where they're like, can I just take your songs and repackage them into a CD and sell it? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. Like, cool.
That is cool.
So the only thing he asks is, anywhere at all, give him a credit.
Ah.
That's it. Even if it's just your YouTube video and in the description you say music from Kevin McLeod.
Well, I guess that's one way to get your name
out
there.
Yeah, it's amazing because there's a lot of good stuff. It's really easy to find things if you're searching for like evil, moody music. You can check off the genres or the moods that you want and search for it that way. All streaming if you want to test it out quick and see if it's to your liking.
Cool.
Amazing. So
Incompetech.com.
Incompetech.com, Kevin McLeod. The one I used was, I don't know the name, but in 30 Second Challenge, it was the one right at the beginning that goes, don't, don't, do, 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 do. It's called like Funky something.
Sweet.
All right. That's cool. So if you're ever, I think.
In need of.
Even like now, I wanted to do all the music for Draenor, but that might be huge, so I might do some. I might use some of Kevin McLeod's.
Sweet.
Some collab efforts going on.
Woo!
Yeah, so probably in the future now, we won't have to worry about all this music copywriting anymore. Unless I absolutely can't find something from him, or I have more specific things in mind, I'm probably just going to go to him.
Cool, cool.
Or write it myself.
All right.
Or just, you know, take his and say I did it. Because...
Can I take your music and say I wrote it?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Yeah, so check that out. Check that out.
Cool.
Oh, he also, for like a small fee, he'll also like score your work if you want.
That's cool.
He's not doing it now. He's working on a TV show.
Oh.
So that's awesome, right?
Maybe you could do that for a living.
Yeah, well, I'm slow with that stuff. Hey, come on, man. I gotta do this for school. Like, sorry.
Wait.
Wait.
This is my art.
Step back. Too busy. Got a podcast. All right, I'm going to get the emails out. Derek's going to play some can emails. I'm using Derek's new thing. Woo! I'll just...
Oh, no, my keyboard isn't plugged.
Oh, no.
One sec, everybody.
Hotmail.com. Can emails.
Signing with a different account.
And last month we said we didn't have emails, but we did apparently.
Yeah, we had one, but we missed it.
Oh.
At the time, we didn't check, so we should always check the emails.
Okay, how many do we have this month?
I forget, like 2, 3.
Sweet.
You wanna?
Let me plug this in.
Since I'm gonna be at the computer here, you wanna like move the mic over and just so I can.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to organize ourselves.
One sec.
Derek, you're in the way.
Hold on.
Derek, you're in the way.
Hold on.
Frazier. I was reading, they were talking about, I don't know, was it that TV guide thing, the Star magazine?
Uh-huh.
We have a different kind of TV guide here. It's called Star.
Yeah.
And it's not nationwide, though. And they mentioned Frasier. Well, they were talking about the new Hiccups show,
Brent
Butt thing. So they were talking about like, oh, how kind of secondary characters went on to become leading characters. So they mentioned Frasier, and the guy spells it with a Z.
Awesome.
That was like,
that is Frasier.
That story was not worth the
Did
time
you
it
watch
took
those,
to do.
Those shows, the Hiccups and
no, they start this Monday.
Oh, this Monday,
March 1st.
Cool.
Any Canadians out there, support Brent Butt on CTV Monday at 8:00.
Woo!
And then Fred Newick at 8:30 in Dan Goes for Mayor or something.
Daddy Mills.
Oh, scary stuff.
Welcome to Canny Emails.
All right, I'll take this chair.
I'll take this.
I got a new chair.
Sweet.
It's a leather chair, like I've always wanted.
Leather.
High-backed leather chair.
Leather. Wicked.
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 All right.
That looks like a lot. Is that all for this month?
This is an old one. I kept this one because it has Chris's question. Oh. If you take an Oriental person...
Wait, you didn't say who it's from.
That's from Chris.
Oh, wait, that's an old one. Oh, okay.
Will
okay.
He become disoriented? I love that joke. All right, we're going to get first to the one. There's one here that says read this first, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
We're going to read the one we missed last month.
Okay.
This is the big one. This one comes from Matthew O.
Oh, hey, Matt and Daxter.
Should I make this bigger?
Sure.
All right. All right, this is long.
Hi.
I love that scene in Back to the Future 3. Yeah, anyway, it involves an organ and doing that.
I like organs.
All right. Matthew says, I've been going back and listening to all the old podcasts to fill my unhealthy obsession and to tide me over until the next one.
Sweet.
So far, episode 36, Optimus Mochi, is still my favorite.
Wow.
Derek was so entertaining in that podcast.
Wow.
I don't know what he ate that morning, but he was so energetic and hilarious.
Gorilla munch.
The story of Phil sitting in chapters reading manga always gets me. The past episodes have also reminded me of older, now abandoned Can of Nothing films. Not to mention, there were some questions that might not have been answered. Yes, this is going to be a trip through the past. It might cause you to be either confused or become depressed. Let's get started.
Yay.
All right, you want to read the questions?
Sure.
All right.
That doesn't look like a question. Chris, you are correct. The song Princes of the Universe, or Here We Are, Born to Be Kings, by Queen, is the opening song to the Highlander TV series. Ah, good job, Chris. What happened to We Can Fly and Breakfast of Champions? What were they about?
You want to talk about first? Yours?
Okay, well, Breakfast, haven't we talked about this before?
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure we've answered both of these.
It just kind of fell apart after the first day of filming. Might still come back one day.
Well, I still have the tape.
Phil still has the tape. I think we'd do it over again.
We Can Fly.
What was it? Oh, wait. What was it about? It was about a father and son and the kind of... a teenage son.
A relationship around food.
A relationship based around food and the kind of tension between them. But then they come together and find a way to be champions of breakfast.
We Can Fly was about guys flying, you know, just like Air Force people. And it just didn't happen because we never had time to do it. Jude's supposed to be in it as well. And I think we never... had a good day to do it, and we got Jude.
And then Mega 64
came out with a video that ripped off our idea. So I'm like, no, I'm just gonna make it look like I'm copying them.
Like Smosh.
Yeah. Smosh, my mortal enemies.
Phil, did your sister end up getting it right?
This goes way back. Yeah, she did.
Awesome. You guys don't clear your throats enough anymore.
I think I did quite a bit this time.
Oh, well, well done. Are the plants Phil peed on still alive?
I didn't pee on any plants.
That was the time when you were like, I gotta go to the washroom. You're gonna pee on the plant over there or something.
Oh, you know what I thought he was talking about when we told the story of Richard peeing on the trees or something?
Oh, no.
And he just
they're thriving. They're doing better than ever. Whose microwave hit Chris in the head? That would be mine.
And that would be Derek.
Yeah. Phil, does the Stormtrooper figure still smell?
What?
I remember one day, I think your action figures smelled like something. And then you were airing them out or something like that.
I remember I got a Magneto figure that smelled like cigarettes.
Oh.
So for like 2 weeks, I had it sitting in front of an open window. And with baking soda next to it.
And your Stormtrooper never smelled though? I don't know. I think Matt Daxter is a better authority on this than us.
Well, I have two Stormtrooper figures still in their packages, which I know none of them have ever smelled. So I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, next.
Let us know, because we don't even know our own material anymore.
Yeah, because
I mean, you went back and listened to the podcast, so
okay.
If I went back and listened, maybe I'd understand.
Okay. What comic was Chris reading in Derek's basement? Was it good? It was this free comic that we got from just entering Fan Expo, so maybe that'll tell you what the quality was like. Wasn't good.
It was called Looking for... Oh, like it was a word that was his name. It was like looking for a story or something.
Looking for story.
I don't know. It was weird like that.
Derek, what is the average amount of frames you draw for a full length Trashimation? Blah blah blah. I don't know. Maybe. I really don't know for sure. Maybe 70 to 100 somewhere. Or maybe less than that. I'm not sure. I'll get back to you sometime. Where did you get the hamburgers you threw on the street in Batman 2? How much were they?
Kind of from the supermarket.
Bought them from the supermarket.
They were cheap.
They were pretty cheap.
Yeah. Whatever hamburgers cost.
I tried.
Good question. Yeah.
I tried to watch the Angelic Layer dub. You're very brave. Tried. Don't try.
I've watched it many times. It's good.
Phil, you know.
I love it.
Phil is a little troubled. That's why he can last through it. It eases the pain.
I was part of it.
It's like when he watches Casino Royale over and over, the torture scene.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
you will die scratching my balls.
Does Phil actually know anything about fencing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would we lie?
He loves those. That's his favorite event in the Summer Olympics. If we ask that question around the Summer Olympics, that's what he'll say.
Unless Sean White, they have snowboarding. I mean, skateboarding.
Yep, snowboarding Sean White in the Summer Olympics. It's coming. What
instrument is that? Whale ho!
Whale ho.
Yeah. What?
Okay.
Wouldn't do that?
Whale ho? I wouldn't do a whale ho.
Pow!
Yeah, pow.
That's Wanda.
Wanda.
My favorite character.
Mine too.
Not really.
Oh.
I think Davis.
Fitzy is your favorite character.
Fitzy. We're talking about corner gas. Greatest Canadian pastime.
Yeah, it's a great sport.
Gassing it up.
Derek, I'm sure you're tired of telling a story, but please tell us about the time Jackie Chan beat you up. No, I can't tell that story. It's too secret. It's too personal. And, you know, what happens between, you know, Chinese people stays in Chinese people.
Well, you know what? You know what he did? He cut a hole in a chair, stripped Derek down naked, and then whipped him underneath with a piece of wet cord.
Did you want to be Frankenstein? I'll show you Frankenstein. Oh, the references flying left and right here. Did you realize that Power Rangers originated from another country when you watched it while growing up?
No.
No, I didn't.
You know what? I remember my mom and my sister saying, oh, they dubbed Rita. She's Japanese. I'm like, no, they didn't. That's her talking. And years later, I found out I was totally wrong.
That was kind of cool to find out, though.
Yeah.
And he says...
Don't watch the Japanese show because it's so bad.
All of them?
No, the one based on the original Power Rangers.
Oh, okay.
It's terrible. Every episode is like, oh no, some kid's in trouble because Bandora took him. So let's go save the kid. And apparently the last episode is a bunch of kids going like, bye-bye, Rangers, thank you.
Sounds good. And I guess that's it. I hope this podcast had a good flow. Oh, remember we used to talk about flow.
Flow.
Man, this really does take me back. Can't wait to see what puppet is chosen for the icon. Yeah, we'll see. Canhead, Matt Daxter. Thanks, Matt Daxter.
Thanks, Matt. Sometimes it's hard to choose the puppet because I'm kind of running out of ideas there.
A little bit, yeah.
Best thing to do is to go into Sesame Street or Fraggle Rock and just choose different characters.
Or Muppets, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
This one comes from Robin.
Hey, Robin.
What's up? Hey, guys. How long... Oh, I hate these stupid
ads. Oh, we're having big commercials on the side about, like, getting a flat stomach.
Losing weight and stuff. It's...
Like, before, I had a stomach. Now I have abs.
Abs.
Yes. Abs.
All right. Oh, good. A Best Buy ad. That's good.
I like Best Buy.
Best Buy.
Okay, hey, guys. How long does it usually take to edit a podcast to make it ready for the fans? It depends on who's editing it. If it's Phil, it's like fast.
2 days.
If it's Derek, it's slow.
Like a week.
It's like a week because I'm a little slow with it.
This time you cannot.
This time I cannot be. But yeah. Okay. I want another eating scene with bok choy. Maybe instead of bok choy, use Jell-O.
Jell-O's not gross.
Jell-O can be pretty gross.
Nah.
Maybe if you like food color the Jell-O to be brown.
Brown-o.
Brown-o. Ooh, brown-o.
Well, I guess I'll have to do that because I've never had an eating scene. No, I did. Oh.
Yeah.
I had the best one.
Which one?
In Batman 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's not the best one.
It's the best one. Okay. That one was like uncooked, gross canned foods.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty gross. Anyone follow the Olympics?
No.
Yeah, we talked about that.
No, we didn't.
Oh, right.
I hate the Olympics.
Me too.
I hate the spirit of camaraderie and, you know, and internationalness. Just get out of my country.
The protesters, that's what they were saying. Get out of our country.
I know. I mean, you're changing, for the worse, the aboriginal way of life by being here.
The Canadian
because you don't belong. Just like
stop taking our unobtainium. It's ours. The this is for Bryce.
Yeah.
Shame, Bryce. Shame, shame. Where is Jude? I miss Jude. Get more Jude in the films? I miss Jude too. We should get another Jude film.
I actually haven't seen Jude in a really long time.
Me neither. Probably when we saw some movie sometime.
Let's ask him. Maybe he was there when I saw District 9.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still kind of
September.
9. He was there for 9, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
November 9th.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's still a long time ago. We'll try to get Jude back one of these days. He's cool. My dad's birthday is in February. Happy birthday. He misses you. Oh, well, we never met him.
Exactly. So, too bad.
All right, Robin's dad.
She gives us a P.S. here.
Oh, okay. The B is actually for Blanche. How often do you trim your nails? Or do you go for a salon? Go to a salon for that.
I trim mine today.
But that doesn't say how often.
Once a week.
Once a day.
Once a day.
Every day. No salons. If you had to give up either Chinese or Japanese food forever, which one and why? Oh, man. I would give up Japanese.
Me too.
Because, I love it, but I can't eat it that often. I don't know.
Well, when it comes to Japanese, I pretty much just know, like, teriyaki and sushi.
And it's kind of...
So, like, I don't know. I guess I can live without two dishes. But Chinese food, I mean, everything's good.
Yeah.
Even the American stuff, like
chicken balls
and lemon chicken and stuff like that. It's good.
Cool. I recommend Hey Ash What You Playing videos. www.heyash.com.
I checked out one of those.
What is that?
It's this girl named Ash and it's like video game related videos where it's kind of her life and they're kind of funny.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The B is actually for Bruce. Love Robin.
We're talking about Justin B. Evans' middle name, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know what that was talking.
There's a thread in our forum. Please go to our forum and join.
Join our forum.
You know how people can't view it unless they register?
Yeah.
I have a feeling that we just get a lot of people registering to see what's there.
Maybe.
They're like, this is garbage.
I would take that off, but it kind of brings down our... Remember when we had all those forum downtimes?
Yeah.
It kind of caused it, so I don't know.
This one comes from Justin.
The subject says, read my question first.
He says, can you delete Robin's email? I don't think you can. You're right, we can. And we read yours last.
Oh, take that, Justin.
So thank you.
Thank you for your emails.
That's pretty much it. Hour and a half. Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad, not bad. Good stuff.
So, anything else to say? Okay.
Okay.
Oscar predictions right now. We'll see if we're right by the next podcast.
Okay.
Who's going to win best movie?
Best movie?
Up in the air.
Hurt Locker.
Up in the air. Okay. Best actor? I don't know any of the other things. that's it. I don't know any other nominees.
Best animated feature.
I don't really care.
Up.
Ponyo.
Up.
Ponyo.
Up.
A Bug's Life. Ants. Coraline.
Ants. Starring Sylvester Stallone.
And Danny Glover. Best movie.
Classic movie.
It's like Lethal Weapon 5.
Just needs Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
We should watch that new Mel Gibson movie. He's back.
Oh, that, yeah, no. I don't like Mel Gibson.
Me neither.
All right, if that's all.
Take that, Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I don't like you.
As a person.
I
see you later.
It. We'll see you next time. We'll have Chris. Maybe we'll have some other people.
No, we won't.